Blog Talk Radio.
everybody. It's Johnny Kush. It's the Marijuana Happy. Aren't we? Are you having fun? Are you having fun? Huh? You guys having a good Thursday? Huh? You? You know who's not having a good Thursday? It's me. What a terrible fucking day I went through today. Right now, we're currently broadcasting live from the Burger King parking lot in Hacienda. I am enjoying a chocolate shake and onion rings and trying to figure out what I'm going to do with my life. So those of you who listened to the show last night realized that I was exposed. My wife has exposed me. She has figured out everything I've done. She's got into my computer. She's got into my phone. She's tracked everything. She's recorded everything. There was cameras up in this place. Everything I've done has been recorded. All my bank accounts have been fucking frozen. Credit cards frozen and canceled because it was in both of our names. So now I'm sitting here in the fucking Burger King. I have $600 cash. And I got about 12 grand worth of preloaded credit cards that are tucked away in my truck. But other than that, I can't do anything with these credit cards. I can't book a room. There's no name on them. They'll take his form of payment, but they need a credit card hold. They need an ID. I don't have an ID. I got a piece of paper. They haven't sent me my ID yet. I can't book a fucking hotel room. No one will book, because I can't, there's no cash. Not only have these fucking prepaid cards, apparently, that you can reverse. So they're no fucking good. Yeah, they're good for going to Burger King, but they're not good for reserving or putting a hold on a room. I can't get a room. I have nowhere to stay. I might have to sleep in the fucking Burger King parking lot tonight. Me, a multimillionaire. And I'm stuck in the fucking Burger King parking lot. Because why? 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 Because I got married. That's why. Dick, I'm so smart. I made all this money and put together a great nest egg. So I was going to get married. So what happens today? Johnny, you're like, all right, so why don't you just go home, have a drink, and relax? Well, I can't go home. It's at 3 p.m. today. The sheriff showed up and forcefully removed me from my own fucking place, from my own condo, served me with a restraining order. I can't come in with 1,000 yards of Nikki, and she has now taken full ownership of the condo. She literally took my shit and threw it off the balcony. Literally, like in the fucking movies today. I'm just sitting down at the bottom, and I'm on the phone with her, and I'm like, what am I going to do with that's all my stuff? And she threw, my 2 pairs of shorts and 5 t-shirts off the balcony. And she goes, that's all your shit you're going to get. So I'm in my bag. I just loaded up the Bronco. There's nothing really to load up because I don't own anything. I just got out of jail a month and a half ago. I didn't really have a time to acquire anything, including clothes. She will not give me back my laptop. She has taken control of the network. And I don't know what to do. She's going to take the show away. They're going to make me, they want me to stop doing the show, and I can't say her name anymore. And I already did, so I'm already in trouble, so I guess they're going to take my fucking show, too. Between my wife and the Jewish producer, and I was having the time of my life. And now I'm sitting in a fucking Burger King parking lot. With indigestion from too many onion rings. Oh, my God. So all my assets are currently frozen until pending the divorce. I was on the phone all day today. I ran about a half a tank of gas out of the Bronco today, just sitting here. in the parking lot, just talking and talking and talking to my lawyer and calling my accountant and saying, can they do this? And yes, they can. This is all filed in California. I don't live in California anymore, but apparently on paper I still do. So I have no access. So I have about $12,000 in these fucking prepaid cards that I used, that I knew I was going to need for a sunny day, but I can't find a place to stay. I can't book a room. So I'm literally going to have to go to Fremont Street and try to pick up some middle-aged trash. And fuck them just so I have a place to stay tonight. I don't know what else to do. And then I'm just going to have to fucking just fold the back seats down, maybe go to Walmart, get an air mattress and sleep in the back of the Bronco tonight. I don't know. It's just fucking ridiculous. The cool thing is I'm nocturnal, so I don't need to go to bed anytime soon. Probably not till at least, I won't get tired till 10, 11 a.m., so I'm good there. And maybe we'll just, maybe I'll just dance on glass and just walk around. I'll tweak out. Just, I'm an official fucking trash Vegas zombie. That's what I'm going to be, I guess. I'll find out more tomorrow when I can have access to any type of money. I'm allotted by law to at least retain some funds to live on. I can't believe I can't go to the fucking Super 8. You can't go to the, what happened? What happened to America? What is going on? It says right outside, $89.99. So I walk in with a $100 bill. I should be able to put a $100 bill on the goddamn fucking counter and go to my shitty little fucking room. But no, you can't do that. No, nope, that's not allowed. We need to see a credit card and an ID. Well, here's my ID. We need a physical ID, sir. I don't have one. Well, you can't stay here. What do you think I'm going to do in this room? You have a full camera shot of me. I do have some sort of ID. It matches the names on the credit cards I have in my wallet. I tried to use my whore wallet, and that fucking ID is expired. I didn't even notice that. So now I'm using basically my whore wallet money and my backup fucking prepaid cards. And I can't get a fucking hotel room in Las Vegas, Nevada. Like, well, can I just put like a $200 deposit down? Can I just put a cash deposit down? Well, we still need to see an ID, sir. I'm looking around, there's fucking junkies and hookers and the scum of the earth in this place. This is the lowest, shittiest place in Las Vegas. These people somehow can get a room, but a millionaire with cash and serviceable gift cards, you can't stay here. We don't trust you. So I'm just sitting here in the Burger King parking lot. I don't know what else to fucking do. I really don't know what else to do. Just smoked a joint and I'm finally calming down a little bit. If I would have did this episode before I smoked, I'd probably go into prison for saying just the most vile and disgusting and threatening type of shit. But now I'm calm. I'm very calm. But I've lost my residence. I have no place to live. I have no place to live, and I have no friends here. I just moved here. I don't have any friends. I don't know anybody in Las Vegas. I'm here all alone. I suppose I could sell the Bronco tomorrow. I mean, I could probably get a 30, 32, 33, 35 out of it, no problem. I paid 38, so 3 weeks ago. So I am driving. I am sitting on cash. So we're good there. But it's not doing me any good right now. I mean, I don't have any jewelry. I don't have any of that shit. I never had any of that shit. I don't have any of that kind of crap to pawn. It was just me and the Bronco. That's it. That's all we got in these cards. If anybody knows a place in Vegas that just takes cash, where I can just stay for just one night till I get this straightened out. Hopefully tomorrow I'll have some access to some type of funds. And I don't understand how a court can turn off your credit cards when that's a private industry. I don't understand how a government can shut down private industry. It's insane. It's insane that you can't walk in and get a hotel room with a $100 bill in America right now. I even offered them an extra. I go, 300? If I give you 300?
We need ID. Need ID, sir. But I don't know what I can tell you. It's policy. Need ID.
So I'm just going to, if I get done here, I don't want to broadcast and drive at the same time because I get distracted trying to do the show and I don't want to drive and I'm pretty fucking high, honestly. I'm just going to wait till I calm down a little bit. Till the lights go back to normal and are not glaring. When the lights go back to normal, I'll go back to normal. I'd say give me a call tonight, but I don't want to talk to any of you. I don't want to talk to anybody tonight. How could this person that I fell in love with, somebody do this to a person? Take his shit, throw it right off the fucking deck, tell me to fuck off, and then just take your home. Take all your money, take everything you own, just because one day you said, I do. How is that fair? How is that even right? That's just the sheriff, too. I got any time to get anything? So, no, you need to leave right now. Right now? Can I go into my room and get my cigarettes? He goes, no, you need to leave now. So my weed, my cigarette, everything's there. Everything, they let me, I had to just leave. Because apparently I threatened her last night, and she's got a on the show, and I don't remember threatening her last night on the show. This is ridiculous. This is absolutely fucking ridiculous. This is fucking bullshit. I didn't work as hard as I did for as long as I did for over 20 fucking years to have to be stuck in a fucking Burger King parking lot at fucking, what time is it? Fucking 1:20 in the fucking morning and I'm sitting in a fucking Burger King parking lot. Nowhere to sleep, nowhere to go, no friends, nobody to call. So I got to just drive it down to Fremont Street. I'll park it into a garage down there. Because I'm banned from my own fucking parking garage. And my own condo that I paid for. I had to use her. I fucked up, all right? I put her on the lease and we have to do get your boyfriend, I guess, throw out his old house. Is be on his lease. Be on the lease, and you're out. Be on the deed. Get your name on that deed, and yes, indeed, you can come take his house at any time. He's going to kill me. He's angry. He's a horrible guy. He's on drugs. He needs help. He needs to go to treatment. We're doing this for your own good. Fuck you. I was in jail for 320 fucking days, all right? I got out. I went off the deep end. Yes, I did. But was I bringing it back in? I was. I was bringing it back in. You can all go fuck off. Coming to take my shit. Just because I said two fucking words 14 years ago or 12 years ago, because I was a shitty husband, all right? I understand why there's a divorce coming. I'm not a good husband. I'm not a good guy. No fun to be around. I'm always at fucking 12. Can't can't settle me down. I'm on a fucking ever-running speed trip that never stops. Always out having fun, always thrill-seeking, always pushing the limit. No, I'm kidding. I'm not like that. I sit on a couch and I get stoned and watch a lot of TV. And I honestly don't want to do a lot of things. I just want to... I like to drink and I like to fuck. So that's what I do tonight. I'm going to go just park down in Fremont in the garage. And there'll be some pig somewhere in some fucking shitty Midwest town. I'll go out and bang it out just for a place to sleep tonight. And then tomorrow we're going to figure it out. Unbelievable. You can do this to a guy. Unbelievable. What's that? What the fuck? Hold on. There's somebody outside. I got a fucking security guard. Hold on. Hold on. Hold the fuck on. I said I'm on the phone. All right, we're back. Apparently, I have to leave the Burger King parking lot. I guess you can only park here for an hour. I've been here for 3 hours, he said. He said, I was being kind. I says, I have nowhere to go. I got no place to go. I have no friends. There's nowhere to go. And he said, can you just fucking go to the parking garage across the street? I'm like, yeah, man, that's cool. I'm sorry. I was just trying to do a broadcast, and I forgot I was I'm a vagrant now. I have no home. I'm a drifter. So off to Fremont Street we go. Holy shit, how? A couple of days. So I guess the lesson we've learned, lesson I've learned, I really wish I had some bad words to say about soon-to-be ex-wife. I wish she really is a great person. And I'm very angry with the situation that she's put me in. But as a human, she still is a great, great person. And that's an odd feeling to have, and that's the other thing that is taking me by storm. How could somebody that's so sweet and so nice just fucking flip a switch and it's gone, it's over? I have no bad words to say to her. I'm not going to go on here and call her the C word and rotten hell and I hope you die and all that. I wish her nothing but the best. But I'm going to remember what happened. I'm remembering I actually got kicked out of the fucking Burger King parking lot, and I'm driving down to Fremont, and I'll never forget this night. I'll never forget this feeling of literally being homeless and in destitute. I have nowhere to go. I'm just nothing. There's no support system here for me. I don't know anybody. I've made no friends. The people I thought were friends, they stole my money. So, you know, been a little cautious. The friendship angle here lately. I don't know what else to do. So I'm going to do is I'm going to go to the thing and roll a big joint. The parking garage, and as I walk down, I'll smoke it and go on Fremont Street. I'm going to go to the bar. And I'm going to get blackout drunk. I'm going full frat boy, crazy ass drunk. I'm going Jaeger bombs all night. Jaeger bombs. Yeah, I'm bringing it back, baby. I want to be throwing up that fucking purple mixture off of a balcony tonight in Fremont Street while I'm banging some pig. I will get drunk and I will fuck tonight. Do you think hookers will take gift cards? Visa gift cards? Visa gift cards, I got them at CVS. They're good, I got the receipts. It's like, hey, babe, I got four gift cards, four 50s. What do you say? They got chips in them, chip cards. Come on, how about a blow and go, huh? I'm fucked. Unless I got to fucking turn the charm on tonight. I don't know how I'm going to pick. I got to go fuck. I smell. My clothes are dirty. Full of dirt and pine needles and palm tree. Fucking anger. These clothes have anger in them. She angrily threw them out the fucking window. So, I don't know what to tell you. Did I learn a lesson tonight? No. No. So I'm still going to get drunk. I'm going to cheer my wife. I'll probably do some drugs. If they're around, I'll do them. Did I learn my lesson? No. I don't give a fuck. Figure it out. Maybe I'll go down and play some cards. I always can reverse my fortune playing cards. Maybe I'll gamble. Maybe I'll be lucky tonight. Maybe I'll find a way to cash those fucking gift cards in tonight. You're going to have to listen tomorrow night and figure out how we figure this out. But broadcasting live from the freeway, Johnny Kush, good night, everybody. But I tell you what, I'm not going to cry, and I'm not going to miss you. Anybody that could do this to another human being, really force a man onto the streets like a fucking animal. I got to live like a fucking animal. I have no place to live, nowhere to go. I got to go to the boom boom room, baby. Good night, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow. I was in a better mood. I wish I gave you a better show, but this one goes out to my soon-to-be ex-wife.
I walk the streets alone at night, a shadow in the city light. I didn't know that love could hurt, how little broken hearts are worth. Living without you, don't bother me. lock the door and cut the lights. I won't be coming home tonight.